بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر. Still in this chapter, that we should be very careful in God, that we practice on the sunnahs and all the adab, the etiquette of deen also. When a person performs all his nafal, etc., and then after that, the sunnahs also get looked after. And when he practices on the sunnahs, then the wajib also gets looked after. Then the faraz gets looked after, and then iman is looked after. But if a person does not worry about the nafals, then his sunnahs also go, and then after that his faraz also go, then there is a great danger for his iman also. So these are all protections also. And by practicing upon the sunnah, the beauty of one's iman and the strength of one's iman will also increase all the time. So it's very important to practice upon the sunnah and all the etiquettes of deen also, the adab. Those also we should try and practice. So for that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. There is no doubt that you have in the Rasul of Allah, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a beautiful example, a beautiful model. If you want to follow somebody, then that is the most beautiful model you have, to follow the model of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Allah Ta'ala himself declared that, and in other ayat Allah clearly says that follow in the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we wouldn't know ourselves how to conduct ourselves, anything, how to do it the correct way, whether it is even eating and sleeping and even going to the toilet, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us all these things in detail, every aspect. And if we follow that, that is the perfect way for this human body to function properly and to get the maximum, the full benefits of our lives if we follow in the sunnah tariqah. If we follow any other way, it is harmful for our bodies also, for our lives also. And then another aspect of for all this great goodness of following Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala says, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. For those people who have hope, those people who believe in Allah Ta'ala and the day, and the final day, the last day, the day of Qiyamah. In other words, these are those people who will benefit from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much of iman a person has got on Allah and Akhirat, so much he will follow Sunnah. That person will seek the way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person who, for example, his object is worldly life, then he will want to follow and make his model some soccer player, some sportsman, some film star, some singer or something. But those who have made Akhirat their object, they will make Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam their object. So if how much iman we have got and how much our iman is strong, automatically we will seek the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And another aspect of that is that only the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to help us in the Akhirat. We follow any other way, the way of our own culture, the way of our country people, the way of our people we play sports with, the way of the people we do business with, that won't help us anything in the Akhirat. The only thing that is going to help us permanently, forever in the Akhirat, is the way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we will get great, great benefits if we follow in the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should endeavor very greatly to bring every sunnah in our lives. Each sunnah will draw more sunnahs. That will draw the love of Allah. That will draw our faraiz. And then we can, our faraz will be also of quality. Our namazes, there will be devotion, concentration. And then we'll get what is iman and the taste of iman. The enjoyment of iman only we can get in that case. Otherwise, we will just be having iman But the enjoyment, the power of Iman, we won't experience that. May Allah give us all tawfiq to have the love of the sunnahs, to practice upon the sunnahs, to propagate the sunnahs to others as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.